This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. An Oakland, California girl remains in a coma after a simple tonsillectomy, but an attorney for her family sent Kaiser Permanente a cease and desist letter over the hospital's insistence that they remove her from life support just days after the surgery gone wrong. North Dakota Solicitor General Doug Barr argued before that state's Supreme Court Wednesday that North Dakota's state constitution does not provide a right to abortion. He says the reasonable limits placed on abortion by North Dakota in 2011 need only to stand up to the state constitution and not the federal Roe v. Wade decision. As the year draws to a close, pro-life advocates are noting that 2013 was a banner year for putting abortion practitioners out of business. Operation Rescue is just one pro-life organization pointing out abortionists in violation of regulations and numerous other illicit activities. It means that innocent lives will be saved from abortion. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
An arm of the Susan B. Anthony List reports that problems with Obamacare show why Congress needs to pass the Abortion Insurance Full Disclosure Act, introduced in the U.S. Senate Wednesday. A companion bill was introduced to the House by Representative Chris Smith in October. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.